Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's Launch Conference here in beautiful Durham, North Carolina, on the campus of Duke University. And I have two fine gentlemen here in the studio lounge. We're talking collaboration, cooperation. You got your two companies are working together. But before we talk about that, let's do some introductions, shall we? Right next to me, we have Asna.
Yep.
Tapa Shankar Ghosh.
Ghosh, right.
Ghosh, got it. Exactly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm better now that you guys are here.
I even thought as much that would be your answer, but that's okay.
No, glad you guys are here. And then Finn Goals, David Nohe's back in the studio lounge again as well.
It's great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming back for take two.
Thanks.
Well done, gents.
Thanks.
Hey, so just to start things off, I'm asking everybody how the conference is going. I know we're kind of in the first day and a half of it, so.
Going pretty well.
How's it?
Going pretty well. The food is pretty good.
Food's really good. Yeah. I had a great lunch.
Abundant alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet. You guys are a step ahead of me.
It's water.
Really?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
All right. David, how's the show going for you so far?
Oh, it's been fantastic.
And we had a whole morning of sessions now. Got that under our belt. So.
Yeah. What I love about stepping out from the four walls of where we are every day is just taking a step back and thinking strategically about where our institutions are going and how we can all work together and better help members.
Yep. Indeed. I'm glad you brought that up because you guys are working together, like we said at the top of the show. So how are you guys working together? And then ultimately, how does it benefit credit unions? I'll let you go first, Tapa Shankar.
Sure. So David's company, FinGoal, they provide an infrastructure back-end layer, or however you wish to, probably you will phrase it very differently, that helps credit unions or the Constellation clients to get visibility to the data, their transaction data from different accounts. Different, you know, you have multiple linked accounts, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have built a layer on top of that so that you can go to the multiple accounts, linked accounts, and do a roundup savings from all these accounts, and it goes to a roundup jar which actually resides in your credit union account, roundup jar or whatever you wish to call it. So that's really what we are working right now. There are a few other things that we will be looking into, but I'll let David expand on that.
David?
Yeah, sure. So like TS shared, we build the account linking for account verification and account aggregation for digital banking platforms like Constellation. And so the use case that can now happen that folks like Austin have built is a member might onboard, open a new account with the institution, and they need to fund that new account. So they're linking, let's say, their old Wells Fargo account. And they're also maybe they want to pay their bill to their American Express. And a company like Asna can sit on top of our links to Chase and to Wells Fargo and American Express, et cetera, and power roundups from those institutions and bring the roundup savings into the credit union to now hold those deposits. And I have trouble finding a credit union leader that's not excited to take money from Wells Fargo.
I think you're right on that. So is this kind of like a set it and forget it type of thing where the savings kind of round or explain how that works to me?
Well, like any other banking applications, you have to opt in and you also have an option to opt out.
Sure.
And so that's how we are presenting it.
Okay.
So if after some months you see, I'm not spending that much with my Chase debit card or card, you know, what's the point?
Right.
You can opt out.
Okay.
So if you just want to say, okay, this is my credit union account, that's the one I'm going to, you know, get roundup savings from.
Mm-hmm.
That's your choice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But it is very much like, correct me if I'm wrong, it is set it and forget it until you want to. So
you are absolutely right.
Yeah, you make a couple easy setups once, and then it just happens, and you log back in, and you're like, oh, wow, I have an extra couple $100 just sitting there in savings for me.
Right. Because I'm trying to see it from, like, how does the member see it, you know, from the member, because ultimately that's who we're marketing to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does the member see it? So once they set all this up from their end of it, and then this just kind of accrues every time they use a specific card, or is that kind of it?
Okay. Yes.
Wow, I like that a lot.
And again, it depends on the credit union. This could be also an opportunity for the credit union to offer their brokerage services, CUNA brokerage services. Hey, you are getting, you are, you know, in your roundup savings every month, you're putting about $30, $35. 6 months, mm-hmm. that's about $1,500, mm-hmm. $1,800, $180, I'm so sorry. And would you like to put it in a interest rate?
Exactly. Okay. Now we're talking.
Right.
A little cross-selling going on here. So right. I like that. Wow. So there's one thing leads to another, it sounds exactly. like. So for sure. Oh, cool.
Exactly.
How did you guys start working together? How did this whole thing start?
Sure. So again, we build the account linking that enables these sorts of services to exist on Constellation's platform and some other of the digital banking platforms. And what's cool about our solve is that it works across different developers. So whereas any other time that you do account linking, one developer has to link the accounts themselves, and it only sits inside of, say, that roundup tile.
Okay, gotcha.
Whereas when we do it, we link the account at account opening, maybe for bill pay, account to account transfer, PFM, whatever, mm-hmm. but they're all into the single member account, and all other tile devs get access to it. So if I'm Asana, mm-hmm. and I want to build the next great savings solution, I'm like, why wouldn't I want to use the existing accounts that the members have already linked?
Right.
So
right.
now when they do set it, it's less setup because they don't have to link new accounts to do it.
Gotcha.
Their Wells account, their Chase account, etc. is already linked.
Ah, okay. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Right.
No wonder you guys are successful. Smart.
Cool. So that really happened. I mean, David's team, particularly, I will give kudos to Adam, Jack. They really worked so hard with our team, our developers, to make this happen just before the conference. I mean, it was incredible.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Wow. That soon, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it was really. I mean, they were just killing it, and we tried to. There will be, you know, how should I say, hiccups and all that, and particularly, and David, you know that there are a lot of things we are still learning about the Constellation platform. I mean, as we go around.
Sure.
And, you know, so they at some point of time, Constellation also got involved, and thanks to Adam and Jack, you know, and our team, we kind of figured it out, and we got a solution out of that. I mean, you know, a workable solution, POC. Mm-hmm. So that really was great. It was a great coordination, great collaboration.
Well, and it sounds like Constellation is kind of the straw that stirs the drink around here. So so you guys connected almost through Constellation.
That's right.
If it's not for Constellation, then this might not have happened, right?
So that's exactly right.
Yeah, can you share with me a couple of the details on that, how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, as an organization, we love collaborating with anybody that is in the business of putting members in a better financial position. That's good for everybody involved. And what I love about Constellation, both as a technology platform and, frankly, the team running the platform, is that everything is around how can we collaborate with, whether it's data, permissions, tech, and the humans involved, and the various different vendors and service providers, in order to, again, better serve members and put them in a better financial mm-hmm. position.
Yeah. It's all about. It's all about. And the technology helps it out.
Yep.
And you guys are doing right there in the mix.
Heck yeah.
Good stuff. Any future, what's on the horizon for you guys? Just more of the same? Or is it too early to tell?
I mean, our roadmap is insane, but like TS said, I've got a killer team. What's next for us is not just surfacing the data from all of these connections, but then a lot of really deep insights about the members mm-hmm. From that data mm-hmm. so that all sorts of tile devs can build really great experiences, offers, analytics, whatever, on top of the new things that we've discovered about the member. And again, it's all in the pursuit of better serving them.
Right on. Yeah, personalization, that buzzword that's going around a little bit right now, right?
They also have a product called Find Money, and we have had some discussions as to how we can build something on the top of that. Again, giving the power to the member, mm-hmm. to the credit union, mm-hmm. say, okay, you know, they are doing these. What can you do to help them in terms of making smarter choices?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed, that's what it's all about. And then that's where you get the loyalty and the trust and all that type of stuff. It all kind of...
That stuff sounds important, Mike.
It does, and it is.
It is.
At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So it is. All right, guys. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time. And congrats on working together and the success you guys have experienced already. Let's bring a credit union on next time.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds great.
We'll do it. That'd be a lot of fun.
Let's do that.
Super.
All right, guys. Cool. Well, let's get back at it. Thanks again. Appreciate it.